the jurisdiction issue, this has been this was in the 9/11 Commission report, for goodness sakes. This is something that we've known for a long time.
Right. This is not something that's new, but it's still... gives them trouble. And in fact, the number 80 committees that have jurisdiction, some say it's as much as 136. So it's just, it's like every piece of Congress has a piece of Homeland Security Department.
And if you're an agency like FEMA that has had problems, oh my goodness, you're just going to, every one of those committees is going to want to talk to you.
And the complaint that you hear not only from the Congress, but also from people who work at DHS, is that they spend all their time responding to committee questions and responding to congressional inquiries. And it's not that they don't want to respond to them, but why do I have to answer the same question seven times for eight different people? So I think that's part of it. And let's be honest here. I mean, the Homeland Security Committee, that's the name of the committee. They believe they should have full jurisdiction over all parts of Homeland Security.
Which is why they call it that.
Exactly. I mean, at least on the Senate side, you have the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. So there's a split there, but I'm sure that, you know, Senator Lieberman, Senator Collins believe the chairman and ranking member of the Senate committee believe they should have full authority over this Homeland Security in the Senate. So what Congressman Thompson is doing is he submitted language to the Democrat caucus, which then later got adopted by the full House, to establish kind of complete oversight review by the committee. Now, this includes language that means that all significant committee bills, all bills around Homeland Security, will get referred to the Homeland Security Committee. Mm-hmm. Now, it may get referred to more than one committee, but at least they're in the mix. And that's a big step, because if you have a bill that goes around terrorist financing or narcotics trafficking, those are both two issues that came up today at their organizational meeting, that the Homeland Security Department does not have jurisdiction over, and they believe they should. So if a bill comes up saying, you know, we're going to, instruct the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, or the DEA or whomever to do something, Homeland Security gets a piece of that. Now, Thompson admitted they didn't get everything they wanted from the leadership, but at least the leadership recognizes this is a problem and they have to address it. I also spoke with ranking member Peter King from New York, who says that this is something that there's been some advancement over the years. It hasn't gotten much better, but he believes there's a lot of concern out there, and there's a leadership recognition that this has to change. In fact, a lot of the Republicans on the committee expressed their dismay, their concern over some of the committee's rules and oversight agenda for 2009 based on this issue of jurisdiction.
So are other committees going to be willing to give that up, by the way?
Well, that's the big, problem. I mean, nobody wants to give up power. I mean, Congress is all about what you do and who you know and how much money you can bring back to
your... everybody wants a piece of that.
Right. So that is part of it. And in fact, they told a story about shortly after, in 2003, when the Homeland Security Committee was a select committee, one of the things, all the chairmen showed up. And they were all part of the committee. So you had chairman of committee one and chairman of committee two. And none of them wanted to, that's my jurisdiction. That's not yours. You can't have that. So it finally took, and in fact, they told a story how it took basically the House leadership to threaten the committee chairman to say, you will give this up or you will lose, whatever. You know, it could be money. It could be your power.
You will face consequences.
You will face consequences. So this has been an ongoing problem. And again, it takes a bigger toll on DHS than I think any of us really knows.
So what are Thompson's other priorities?
Well, he says his top priority beyond this jurisdictional issue is an authorization bill for DHS. That is something that he's actually spoken to both Senate and House. Again, leadership went on about this, the need for it. They both agree that there needs to be done in this, and he's going to get one started. The goal is to have one finished by May 1st. So that gives him a little bit of about 4 months here, a timeline. He also pointed to chemical plant security. There's a bill in the works there because there are still some significant vulnerabilities around this whole industry. He, of course, mentioned border security, cargo screening. In fact, the Cargo Security Act calls for 100% screening of all cargo. They're not even near that. So he wants to look into that more.
Yeah.
He also mentioned finding DHS a permanent home, something we've talked about before.
St. East.
St. Elizabeth's, it's on the track, but he wants this done more quickly. He says that basically DHS, and he said, well, maybe it's not the best word, but they've been squatting all over D.C. That's not a way to have central direction for an agency that needs so much central direction.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you and I, who have worked for a single organization in two different spots, it's very different. And we were a small organization. It's very hard to have that kind of unique focus. You also talked with a ranking minority member, Peter King, and about what his focus is.
And his focus was very similar, of course. He mentioned authorization bill as a key one, but he also talked about securing the proper amount of funding for Homeland Security. Now, of course, that's tied to the authorization bill, but it's also tied to working with appropriators on the Appropriations Committee. Now, he also talked about other issues such as illegal immigration, border security, including the fence, and the number of border agents. So that's an interesting kind of change there. He also talked about the closing of Guantanamo Bay, the detention facility there, as well as the changes in the interrogation rules and how those two things will affect Homeland Security.
Huh.
Not just the department, but the big Homeland Security of the country.
The overall picture, the philosophy.
The philosophy of Homeland Security. Yes.
Have they met with the new DHS Secretary, Janet Napolitano?
Well, interestingly enough, that was a question that came up, and Representative King, Congressman King, said, I'm meeting with her in about 2 hours. So his meeting was today.
So
Chairman Thompson met with Secretary Napolitano about 2 weeks ago, and they both said, obviously, Congressman King hadn't had his meeting yet, but they were both looking forward to it. And Secretary Napolitano had testified before Congressman Peter King previously, so she has some familiarity with her. Chairman Thompson said he expressed his concerns to her about staffing, how new ideas come forward, they get done halfway, then they get stopped. Other things such as the department needs a home, the fact that it's so decentralized. So there's a lot... A lot of things he mentioned, and they're going to start meeting more formally as she gets her feet wet, so to speak, and gets going.
And you're going to have more tomorrow, right?
I'll have a two-parter tomorrow. Okay. First part with my interview with Congressman Thompson on the federal drive, and my second part with Congressman King on your show.
Perfect.